Welcome to the What Lenore Said podcast, where I uplift women who have experienced trauma. Each week, I'll help you filter through the BS and discover your own power and purpose. I'm Lenore Bowles, a women's confidence coach and self-love advocate. Life has not always been easy for me, often knocking me on my ass, but I had to learn how to get back up swinging. I'm sharing my best tips for trusting your gut, living confidently, and pursuing the life you deserve. Thank you so much for listening, and this is What Lenore Said. Welcome back to the podcast, guys. I'm Lenore Bowles, your women's confidence coach and self-love advocate. And today we're talking about all things self-love. So I titled this episode Self-Love or Die because that's truly what I believe. It's self-love or nothing at all. It's really one of the foundations for everything in our life. Goals, marriage, relationships, children. If we don't love ourselves, we have no ability to love anyone else. And so while I say forgiveness is the foundation of my healing, the next layer of that is self-love. And so I'm very passionate about self-love for that reason. I think a lot of people confuse what self-love actually is. And I think a lot of people believe that self-love is pampering yourself and, you know, spending a lot of money on massages or getting your nails done or shopping or whatever it is. And while that may be an aspect of it, it is not truly self-love, in my opinion, of course. Self-love for me is setting boundaries in my life and holding steady in those times where those boundaries are tested. And truly understanding what I want out of life and who I am and, you know, taking some time to really understand yourself is self-love. I always say that you're the only person that truly knows you. And that's true because you have lived every single day with yourself and you will live your entire life with you. And while people may come and go in our lives, I think sometimes we forget that we have to make the person that we're with all the time happy as well, which is ourselves. You know, I think sometimes people, and when I say people, I mean other people outside of ourselves, place such heavy, unnecessary expectations on us. Whether that's something on social media or someone in our life that we know personally that expects us to show up in a certain way, self-love really means how am I choosing to show up for myself in this situation? And that can definitely be difficult, especially if you've experienced trauma, because you're probably very used to showing up for other people or behaving in a way that pleases other people, whether that's to prevent more abuse or you've just been conditioned that way over time. And I've said it before, I heard at a conference once that by age 9, girls have peaked in their confidence. And really, that's about the age that I remember being told, girls don't do this, or girls don't behave this way, or they don't dress this way, or act like a lady. And all of these things, really, I don't think parents do it intentionally, or even grandparents, aunts, uncles, whoever. I don't think they really mean for it to come off that way, but it definitely does. And for a lot of women, things that were said to us as children have reinforced who we are as adults. And a lot of that is behaving in a way that we believe is acceptable to the people around us rather than focusing on what do I think is acceptable for myself. Now, I always say this shit's not easy, so it definitely takes practice. You have to make an effort day after day after day to show up for yourself in a way that feels good for you. Because what is self-love to me is not necessarily self-love to the next person. So you may show up for yourself in a certain situation differently than I would choose to in the same type of situation. And that's okay. Where we go wrong is we show up in situations the way we think others want us to, rather than truly owning who we are and what we want and being the authority for ourselves in that moment. Sometimes it's really easy for the people around us to put expectations or, you know, just imply that we should be doing things a certain way. And I think we see a lot of this on social media where someone will say, "What's your excuse? Other people are doing these things, and why aren't you doing that?" And, you know, they have their perspective on the situation. It may not always be right. It may not always feel fair. But in those moments, that's where we really need to know who we are, because it can be really easy for one social media post to make us feel like crap about ourselves and our situations, about where we are in our healing process, about who we are as individuals. So in those moments, really knowing who you are will help, because you'll know that you are not less than because you're not showing up in a certain way. You'll know that you're not weak. You'll know that you were wounded by something and you're healing. And you'll know that it is okay that you show up in your way, because that's what feels most comfortable for you. On the flip side to that, you know, I think for people who put a lot of expectations on other people, they don't really love themselves as much as they could, because someone who is truly comfortable with who they are and their own self-worth, they don't spend time assuming about other people, and they don't spend time placing expectations that are unfair, unwarranted, unnecessary on other people. And sometimes I think people do that from a place of hurt of their own, and they're not at the place where they can really move forward and really start owning their own power and learning to heal on their own so that they can truly step into the person that they're supposed to be. It's those do the work, you know, I say it too, where you have to do the work to heal. But when we're telling someone that, it should be from a place of helpfulness, and telling someone that they're being outworked by someone or they're less than because they're not at the same place in life as someone who's the same age as them. Or this is my personal favorite, because this is the one I've heard personally. What's wrong with you because you don't have children and you're over 30 and you don't have kids and you're not married and you're not in a relationship and you don't have prospects? What's wrong with you? You know, for a long time, that really would affect me, because I would think, like, what the hell is wrong with me? Why don't I have kids at 30? Why am I not married? Why? Always the question, why? Now, I know that owning who I am is acknowledging that it's okay that I'm over 30 and I don't have kids, and I'm happy with who I am in my life. If I would have had children at 25, my kids would be so messed up because I was not ready. So it's, you know, it's putting things into perspective and really understanding who you are. Yes, sometimes that means shutting off your cell phone and taking a bubble bath and pampering yourself. So I don't want to imply that pampering yourself is not self-love. It absolutely is. However, it's not the only form of self-love that matters. I think what really matters when we're talking about self-love or die, it's, do you understand who you are? Do you love the person that you are? I can honestly say, flaws and all, I truly love who I am now. And the way that I started loving who I was now was I forgave the people who had hurt me, including myself, and I made the choice day after day after day to truly step into the person that I was supposed to be, deal with my shit, heal my mess, acknowledge the things that happened to me in childhood, forgive those things, and really do the work. to become the person that I want to be. Now, sometimes doing that work is simply acknowledging that you are wounded. And I think sometimes for us, that is the hardest part, because then we have to acknowledge that we're not perfect and we have a flaw. And I think our flaws are what makes us beautiful, and it makes us unique and different. If we were all the same cookie cutter, it would be so boring. If we all had the same experience, life would be so boring. So owning and realizing I'm not broken, I'm just wounded, and stepping into that is the real first step towards self-love. It's a very difficult step to take, but it is worth it in the end, because you truly start understanding who you are and what you want and who you want to be. And you know, I was not a happy person at 25. I'm much happier at 33, and I actually love the person that I've become. Now, it took many, many, many years of lumps and bumps and being knocked down every time I felt like I just got a little bit ahead in life. I felt like life would like knock me back 10 steps and take five, knock back five. And that was the dance me and life was doing for a long time. And I think because I was so resistant to the lessons I was learning, I wasn't really getting it. And it really took, the hardest lesson was putting myself in a place that I said I would never be with my ex. And that lesson was the thing that kind of opened my eyes. So I think we are sometimes very resistant to moving forward. We put on the facade of, I am happy, I'm healthy, this is great, I'm in a fantastic relationship, or I really love my life. And then we go home and we're miserable, or we go home and we're fighting with our partner, and we just really hate our existence, but we can't let anyone outside of that know. I know that that is very easy to do, because I did it for a very long time. However, it is not healthy. It's okay to not like the place that you are in life. Saying that is important. And I think a major step of being able to be open is having someone that is a safe space for you to speak to. And for me, that was therapy. People are so afraid of therapy, especially in the Black community. And I'm here to tell you that's all bullshit. And I don't understand why people are so anti-therapy. It is so helpful. And that's where I got a lot of the journaling stuff from. Now, I've always journaled ever since childhood. I still have journals from when I was a kid. But learning how to journal in a way that helped me grow as a healed person was something that I learned in therapy. And I don't think that I would have been able to hone that skill as quickly or even at all without going and having that safe place. So if you need to talk to someone, of course you can get a life coach like myself or a confidence coach to help you work through those things. But life coaches and confidence coaches, we are not therapists unless we actually went to school to be a therapist. I did not. And so I always recommend that if you have those deep-seated issues, that you seek out therapy. And it's not bad. A lot of companies have AEP programs, employee assistance programs, where you actually get several sessions free. And so take advantage of those things. Use those sessions to find someone that you trust, that you can build a rapport with, and that you can actually confide in to kind of work through those things. A lot of the things that I worked through were things that I had buried for many, many, many years. And sometimes you forget the thing, like you repress the memory. And it took several sessions for me to be able to actually figure out where some of the self-loathing and, you know, anger and all of that was coming from. Now, I used to feel really guilty for being happy after I started stepping into self-love and truly understanding who I was, what I wanted. You know, I felt guilty because a lot of the actions I took were misguided, but it was the best that I knew. And I was the result of my own pain. And so I think I created this false narrative that made me think, this is the way I'm supposed to live. I'm supposed to feel this way. Everyone is this unhappy at home. Everyone is this unhappy with themselves. Everyone is the go-to for everyone all the time. And those things just are not true. Everyone is not unhappy all the time. And if you feel like that, that is a false narrative that you've convinced yourself of. That therapist will help you work through that and where that came from, and, you know, give you some really good insights to what life could be. Because what is happiness for me definitely is not happiness for someone else. And I think misery does not have to be your daily existence. And I definitely lived in misery for a very long time. Now, a really good self-love tip that I work with clients with is if you are having a good day, tell someone. Like, honestly, tell someone you're having a good day. It's infectious. If you see someone having a good day, like, just acknowledge it. And the fact that you are putting the energy into acknowledging the goodness of your day or the moment or the hour, whatever it is that you're doing, it really helps you continue to have those good moments over time. People don't get upset when you're happy. They don't get upset when you scream it from the rooftops. And that's really what you should do. You should absolutely tell people when you're happy. You should absolutely sing people's praises when you see that they're in a good mood. Acknowledge that. Like, if you see them do a kind thing for someone else, acknowledge that. All of that positive energy is infectious, and you will just start living that way more consistently. So I know that I talk a ton about choices, and I talk a ton about choices because that's truly what healing is about, choosing to heal consistently day after day. The choice to heal, the choice to be happy, the choice to go after your dreams, the choice to leave a toxic relationship. You are capable of making those difficult choices. Now, I don't want you to think that I'm implying that this is all easy, because it's absolutely not. And I think I say that enough that you guys understand. Healing ain't easy, and it's not supposed to be, because if it was easy, we'd all do it and we'd have a bunch of happy people in the world. But we understand that not everyone's happy. Not everyone makes the choice to heal. For some of us, that path is very simple. We make the choice, and we consistently make that choice, and we don't have much resistance from life. But what I found for myself is as soon as I made the choice to start healing, life started resisting. I had negative forces resisting my efforts to focus on myself and do things that made me happy. That could be saying no to things I didn't want to do. That could be reading a book all Saturday without touching my cell phone. That could be taking a bubble bath or a long walk or getting a massage. All of those things are things that I started doing in an effort to make me happy. Things that I didn't do in my relationship because it wasn't safe for me to do these things. It does not matter if you are good at healing, because you won't always feel like you're doing it right. There's no right or wrong way, though. Some of us are naturally predisposed to happiness, and so it's a little bit easier for us to heal, and it's a little bit easier for us to achieve our goals. Now, some of us don't have that. Just remember that as you continue to make that choice and practice on healing and practice on loving yourself, you will get better with time. You should choose to be happy. Choose yourself, and really choose to go after your dreams. It's these choices that will help us move towards the person that we want to be and the person we're really destined to be. Now, I talked about self-love not being all about pampering yourself. It is about pampering yourself, but it's not so much about spending money to do it. It's about the choices we make to pamper ourselves. Who are we putting first in this situation? Now, obviously, if you have small children, you have to put them first, but not all the time. There are times where you can choose to take a bubble bath. There are times where you can choose to wake up a little bit earlier and sit out on the patio. So it doesn't always have to be something monetary. Now, self-care and self-love should be a part of your daily routine. How are you implementing that day after day? Is it saying no? Are you going to bed early? Are you choosing to wake up happy? Are you staying single until you're actually ready and healthy enough to date? Do you laugh without apology? I find that so many women say sorry after they've laughed. If you find something funny and something that just puts you in a good mood, do not apologize for that. Are you setting boundaries? Are you spending time alone? Are you listening to your body? Now, this is one that a lot of us struggle with. Are you drinking enough water? Like, literally, are you drinking water? Are you asking for what you need? Have you forgiven yourself? These are all very easy, simple, free ways that we can start loving ourselves and really taking care of ourselves first. Every single day that we wake up, we are faced with a choice. We can either hold on to the past, be in a bad mood, or we can choose to be happy and truly love ourselves. Shit happens to every single person, every single day. Everybody is fighting a battle, and it's really how we deal with them that defines us. We have to stop worrying about the past. We have to stop putting everyone else in front of ourselves. Let all that shit go and choose to work on you. And one of the best ways that you can do that is really understanding who you are, what you want, and loving yourself first. As we start making these choices day after day, you'll naturally have positive people drawn to you. Your situation's going to change. It is vitally critical that you choose to heal, but it's more important that you choose yourself. Now, for me, it's not just self-love, and it's not just choosing to heal. It's also having a relationship with God. And so this was a very huge part of my healing process. And having the relationship with God really helped me understand who I am, what I want out of life. If you've had a relationship with God, but you've gotten away from that, whether that's because of the relationship or whatever the reason is, I encourage you to get closer. Literally, I would pull out my Bible and just open the page to random page and start reading. And the message always seemed to fit what I was feeling. Now, it's not easy. And that is acknowledging that I had gotten away from my faith. I had allowed my faith to falter during my relationship. And it was something that was really hard for me to acknowledge once I was on the path to healing. But my self-discovery was really rooted in my faith. And once I started being more faithful and really, like, literally praying constantly. And sometimes those prayers were, God, please just let me get through the next 10 minutes because I was suffering that much throughout the day. That really helped me to start moving forward. The source of my strength through all of this was really God. And my relationship with God helped me define who I was and what I wanted out of life and really reinforced the self-love that I so desperately wanted. So another aspect that I actually got a few questions about this on Instagram recently. So I really just want to acknowledge them and kind of talk about it a little bit. But dating while trying to discover self-love, just for me personally, I always recommend that you know who you are and you actually heal your mess before you move into the next relationship. And I think sometimes as women, we get into this place where we're not getting the attention that we think we deserve from men. And so that means there's something wrong with us. And people have their opinions. And, you know, I've gotten it. When are you going to get married? When are you going to have kids? And that's additional social pressure that could really, really take you off course if you let it. So before you date, and this is just my personal opinion, if you date before you're healed, that's on you. I am not emotionally mature enough to do that. I had to really focus on me first, and I tried dating very quickly after my relationship and learned very quickly I was not ready for that. So I had to focus on me. I had to discover who I was. I really put a lot of effort and energy into self-love. And I did that very quickly by reading a ton of books about healing, self-discovery, my passion. So the thing that I wanted to do was coach. And I was also writing at that time. And so I was researching very heavily how to publish books, how to become a full-time writer, and like really putting a lot of energy into my passions so that I could really discover who I was and what I wanted. And so I did a lot of seminars, and I did a lot of women's empowerment summits, and honing so much energy into myself and things that just bettered me as a person and as a woman that I didn't have time to date. So once I got to a place where I was very comfortable with who I was, I did start dating again. And you know, dating is not fun always in this day and age. And so, you know, I've been back and forth with that. But because I laid that foundation of self-love first, I am much more aware of red flags when they're happening rather than hindsight being 20/20. So I caution you, and I really recommend that you don't actually date until after you've started the healing process and you've been through, you know, you've gotten to a place where you are very comfortable with you and you like yourself again, and you start choosing yourself rather than choosing the other person. Because if you don't heal your mess before you start dating, and you don't understand who you are and what you want out of life, it is very easy to fall into the same sorts of patterns that got you to the place that you were in already. And so you're taking baggage from one relationship to the next, which is not healthy. And then it's this spiral, and it's just reinforcing those negative behaviors rather than you choosing to live differently and choosing to live for yourself. So the last little bit, I just want to acknowledge that we're all struggling. Even when we're on that road to living our best life, we are all struggling. And so it is okay when you feel off as you're trying to discover the self-love. It is okay. And don't let the fact that you feel like you're struggling derail your progress. And it's very easy, especially in the beginning, for you to say, well, this isn't working, and you to go back to negative behaviors. So the thing I want you to do is to wake up every single day, write in that journal, I choose myself first. That's the first thing I wrote every single day when I started this journey, because I truly had to remind myself day after day that I need to choose me instead of focusing so much on other people. Now, I'm not telling you to bail on the people that you care about and that you're responsible for. I'm telling you to make smart choices that includes you first. Because if you're not happy and you're not okay, you cannot take care of the people around you successfully. Thank you for taking some time today to listen to the What Lenore Said podcast. If you want to share what was most impactful from the episode, please do so on Instagram at What Lenore Said. As always, please subscribe to the podcast so that you get notifications when new episodes are released. And if you know someone who would benefit from this information, please share it with them, because I would love them to get this information as well. Now, I drop new episodes every Tuesday, bright and early, so I'll see you next Tuesday on the next episode.